The Kansas City Public Library hosts hundreds of events each year, and often a familiar face, a man with glasses and a full beard, provides introductions, but not on this night in early October.
Good evening. My name is Stephen Wolfolk. I'm the Assistant Director of Public Affairs here at the Kansas City Public Library, and I have the honor of introducing tonight's program because my boss, Henry Fortunato, who I'm sure many of you know, is off on one of his famous walkabouts. He is actually traveling by foot as we speak from Johnson County to Wichita, Kansas.
That's roughly 200 miles, or a little over 3 hours by car, but by foot.
I walked out my front door in Overland Park, and 13 days later, I was in downtown Wichita.
Henry Fortunato, Public Affairs Director of the Kansas City Public Library, says there's lots of planning that goes into his walkabouts. He's done about 10 of them now. Usually they're 4 or 5 day walks, but this one at 13 days was the longest. He uses Google Maps extensively, magnifying possible routes along gravel, dirt, or slightly paved roads and trails.
There is tremendous satisfaction in self-locomotion over long distances. It's an achievement. It's not like scaling the Matterhorn, but it certainly makes me feel like at my age, and I'm 56, that I'm still in reasonably good shape and I can make things happen.
Fortunato does not drive and hasn't since at least the late 1970s. He moved to Kansas in 1997, but he grew up on the East Coast, living in New York and then Washington, D.C. So public transportation and walking have always been a part of his daily life.
For me, walking is a marvelous and restorative experience. I get to think about things. I get to solve whatever challenges facing me at the time. And it's really good exercise. You know, you're walking 3, maybe if you're walking really fast, 3.5, 4 miles an hour. But that's a really nice pace. You can really see a lot of things. You can see the changes in the land. You can see the changes in a neighborhood. You can study things up close. And I think it leads to a more fulfilling experience.
But walking across Kansas? Here's how Fortunato puts it. At first, he was an accidental Kansan. Now he embraces his role as, what his family calls, a naturalized Kansan. He and his wife took their children on yearly trips to explore the state. And walking, he says, allows him to appreciate its subtle beauty.
To me, walking through, let's say, the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve or the Kanza Prairie just south of Manhattan. You know, those trails go through the prairie, and when you're walking it, you see the gradations. You see that there's a dozen or so different shades of yellow and green and brown and gray and bits of red and bits of purple. And the landscape, people think it's flat and boring and unchanging, but in fact, it changes every quarter mile one way or the other.
Fortunato earned his master's in history from the University of Kansas with a focus on Kansas and the Midwest. He says it's hard sometimes walking past abandoned buildings and small towns not to think of history in a melancholy way. But then he says there are those places that have found a way to embrace the current age and survive.
One of the best things for me was in a place called Marion, Kansas, where the old Santa Fe Railroad Station has been transformed into a glorious public library, and that was great to see.
Fortunato hopes to collect his stories and photos in a book, and that's still a work in progress. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.